for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from Zexant Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2021 Lake Hamilton Bible Camp May virtual Zoom meeting. Deborah Vales is hosting this meeting with Lake Hamilton Bible Camp's director, Merrill Miller. This is Saturday morning, May the 22nd, 2021. Jean and Kerna Williams are the speakers of the morning. Jean Williams is teaching first. Her subject is The Characteristics of an Eagle Christian. Next is Kerna Williams. His subject is Understanding Dreams and Visions. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
Now, look at St. Matthew chapter 1. Let's look at verse 21. And verse 21, it says, she will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, the Greek form of the Hebrew Joshua, which means Savior. For he will save his people from their sins, prevent them from failing and missing the true end and scope of life, which is of God. Now, notice something here in St. Matthew chapter 1, 21. The sex gender of the child, a son, was revealed through a dream. Thou shalt have a son. The sex gender of the child was revealed through a dream. Thou shalt call his name Jesus. The ordained name that God had for the child was what? Revealed through a dream. Now, mothers and fathers, please don't get angry with me, but I love the Hebraic way. They make sure they seek God's face about giving the names for their children. Because some of names, you may get angry with me, but you have to love me with agape love. Because some names carry curses. God changed Abram to Abraham. He changed Sarah to Sarah, and he had to change their geographical location so he could bless them, and he had to change their name to put them on a better covenant. Somebody say, Jesus Christ is Lord.
Jesus Christ is Lord. Yes.
Turn to Matthew chapter 2. Let's look at verses 12 and 13. St. Matthew chapter 2. Let's look at verse 12 and what? 13. Verse 12, and receiving an answer to their asking, they were divinely instructed and warned in a dream. Warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, so they departed their own country. They departed a different way. God gives divine instruction through godly dream. God gives divine warnings through dreams. Divine warnings through dreams. Many of you have had divine warnings, but you ignored the dream. You ignored it as coming from the Holy Spirit. You thought it was just a dream. Listen, if it means going to Walmart, go buy you a tablet, buy you a book. When you have these dreams, document them, put them under your bed to see if the voice of the Lord is speaking to you. Now look at verse 13. Now, after they had gone, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, get up, take unto you the young child and his mother and flee to Egypt and remain there until I tell you otherwise, for Herod intends to search for the child in order to do what? Destroy him. Get up, get up. God gives direction in dreams. He will give you directions. Many times I hear people say, I don't know what to do. I don't know what direction to go in. Seek the face of the Lord. Yeah. There may be a visitation and a dream or vision. He will give you the direction and give you the purpose and destiny that you might need. Yeah. God gives direction through dreams and vision. Take the young child and his mother and flee. Flee from that geographical location. God will expose murderous intentions. He will expose plots and schemes to kill. Herod wanted to destroy that baby. He wanted to kill that baby. Once again, God will expose murderous intentions and plots to kill, for Herod intended to search for the child in order to destroy that baby.
Yeah.
He will warn you.
Yeah.
He will keep your life from premature death and dying. We're in a time to hear his voice through dreams and visions. Is that right?
Yes.
Turn to Daniel chapter 7, the book of Daniel chapter 7. All right, the book of Daniel chapter 7. Let's look at verses 1 and 2. Daniel chapter 7. Let's look at verses 1 and 2. In the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream and a vision. A dream and a vision in his head as he was lying upon his bed. Then he wrote down the dream and told the gist of the matter. He had both dream and vision while he was asleep. Now look at verse 2. And Daniel said, I saw in my vision by night, and behold, the four winds of heaven, political and social agitations were stirring up the great sea and the nations of the world. God will reveal the political and social agitations of the nations, the shaking and stirring, the unrest and restlessness of the nations. How many times the Spirit of the Lord has visited me in my dream and showed me the movements of China, the dragon?
Yeah.
How many times he's spoken to me about the Russian bear before it came out of hibernation? How many times he spoke to me about Persia, Iran, and what Iran's hatred against Israel and Iran's movement? The Bible says you have not because you ask not. If you will ask them, God is a revealer of secrets. God will speak to his people, and there's nothing hidden that God will not make known. Now, God reveals dreams of destiny, dreams of your calling. He reveals the heart where you stand with God. God will reveal the traits of your heart where you stand with God. Just recently, I had a dream about, he revealed something to me about myself that I know that I had to set in order. He revealed a certain trait about me because I'm asking him constantly to reveal that thing. God will reveal spiritual warfare. He will reveal any spiritual warfare that's aligned with you. I called a pastor not too long ago and told the pastor I had a prophetic dream that there was alligators trying that was on the property to the right of him. And the reason he could buy that property is because of the alligators, demonic ancient strongholds are set up in that property. Him and his wife got on the phone and said, God had to tell you that because we now understand why we've been trying to buy this property to the right of us to build a church foundation, but we've been having problems. God will speak to you through the prophetic prophets and prophetesses and prophetic ministry. God will speak to you. He will show you things present and he will show you things to come.
Yeah.
God will reveal new inventions. If you ask him, God, give me an invention. God, give me something creative. God will give that to you through a dream or a vision. And as I said before, God will release wealth as he did with Solomon. We're in the days of inventions. We're in the times of creativity. We're in the times where God is releasing the abundance of wealth to his people.
Yeah.
I tell you what, this dream, this mess is making me excited here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We have not because what? We ask not. Is that right? He is a revealer of secrets. Ask him. He'll show you. God's heart for the people. God has a heart for the people. He has a heart for the atmosphere and the congregation. Now, dreams and visions can also come from the demonic realm. Now, we talked about dreams and visions coming from God. But let's talk about dreams and visions, how they can come from where? The demonic realm.
Yeah.
Turn to the book of Zechariah, chapter 10. The book of Zechariah, chapter 10. Let's read verse 2 in the Amplified Bible. Once again, the book of Zechariah, chapter 10, let's read verse 2. Now, in verse 2, the Bible says, For the teraphims were household gods. If you have any teraphims around your home, you have any household gods around your home, it's time for some house cleaning. You have any ceramic serpents, the first animal that God cursed was a snake, was a serpent. You need to do some house cleaning to get that serpent teraphim out of the house. You have any frogs? Revelation 16, John says he saw three unclean spirits that looked like frogs. Got any ceramic frogs? They bring curses into the home. Okay. Hello, saints of God. Ask God about that teraphim. Look what it says in verse 2. For the teraphim households have spoken vanity, emptiness, falsity, and futility, and the diviners have seen a lie. And the dreamers, look what it says, the dreamers have told false dreams. So dreams can be from the demonic realm. The dreamers have told false dreams. They comfort in vain. Therefore, the people go their way like sheep. They are afflicted and hurt because there is no shepherd. There is nobody that's teaching them. There's no pastoral shepherd that's teaching the people and warning them about even cursed objects or teraphim. Listen, the teraphim, the household god, they speak vanity. And the people don't know because they have not been taught. Turn to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 23. The book of Jeremiah, chapter 23. Am I moving too fast?
No, you're doing good.
Turn to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 23. Por favor, in Spanish, means please. All right. Jeremiah, chapter 23. Let's look at verse 27. Let's look at verses 25 and 27. Verses 25 says, I have heard what the prophets have said who prophesy lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed. I have dreamed. Visions on my bed at night. They can come from the demonic realm. Dreams and visions must be investigated. They must be discerned whether they're of God or whether they're demonic. Look what it says again in verse 25. I have heard what the prophets have said who prophesy lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed visions on my bed at night. Look at verse 26. How long shall this state of things continue? How long yet shall it be in the minds of the prophets who prophesy falsehood, even the prophets of the deceit of their own hearts? Now look at verse 27 real closely. Who think they can cause my people to forget my name by their dreams or by their demonic dreams, which every man tells to his neighbor just as their fathers did and forgot my name because of the Baal spirit that was manifesting in these false dreams and visions. My God, says the Lord. This is good. There can be dark dreams, dark in mode, dark in tone, depressing dreams, melancholy dreams where everything is just totally out of kilter. What's another definition? Totally out of whack.
Yeah.
Okay. Dark dream, typically and literally somewhat black and gray areas. There are dreams of fear and panic, demonic dreams. Psalms 91 verse 5 talks about night terrors. Psalm 91 verse 5 talks about night terrors. The Hebrew word for terror is Pahad, P-A-H-A-D. Pahad means terror by night. Dread, fear, terror, something dreadful. If holy angels can visit godly dreams and visions, then you can rest assured that demonic angels, demons, can infiltrate the dream and sleep realm. How many of you are with me here?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
There are dreams of deception. Dark dreams of deception that can come to deceive. Sexual assaults. Many people are attacked in their dreams by sexual demons.
Yeah.
Incubus, succubus, and either other goat-like spirits. You see, in Jamaica, a lot of goat demons were manifesting in dreams, having sex with the people because they didn't understand how to take authority over the dreams. The dead appearing in your dreams. I want to say to anybody, God can do many things, but make sure you're not making a covenant with the dead in your dreams and visions. Doctrinal beliefs, the enemy can bring impure doctrinal beliefs through your dreams and your vision. Again, the voice of the enemy, the voice of the devil can come in your dreams and vision. But accusation causes you to violate the word of God, to twist the word of God up, to lead people away from their Savior, to lead people away from righteousness, to bring people what? Death and destruction. These are dark dreams. Now, Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 3. Turn to the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 5 and verse 3. Dreams can come from the natural man. Dreams can do what? They can come from the natural man. And what I'm doing, hopefully, I pray that I'm giving you a journal here.
Yeah.
I'm giving you a beginning. I'm giving you a start. Is that right? Yeah. All right, now dreams can come from the natural man. Ecclesiastes chapter 5 says, for a dream comes with much business and painful effort and a fool's voice with many what? Many words. Now, dreams can come through what? A multitude of business. The Hebrew word for business is inyan, I-N/Y-A-N, that's H6031 in your Strong's Hebrew Concordance. Now, what does inyan mean? Business. It means business, employment, and here's something else it says, an affair in Hebrew. I don't see in the Hebrew pizza. I hear many people say, well, the pizza dream. I don't see that in Hebrew. What we see is the business, employment, or you having an affair. That's Hebrew, inyan. Yeah. Let's keep it safe. Amen?
Yeah.
All right. All right, so dreams can come from the natural man. You toil, you labor, your efforts, you work all day, the stress, the anxiety, the fear of it all. All right. Dreams, you can have what we call chemical dreams. Now, what is a chemical dream? Known as hormone dreams. All right. My wife laughing, but honey, men go through that phase of life. All right. Chemical dreams, known as hormone dreams oftentimes, they are the result of medications. They may arise because of changing or abnormal hormone or chemical levels of the body. PMS, diabetes, hypoglycemia, these and similar conditions involving chemical imbalances can stimulate these type of natural dreams, and it has been documented. Okay? The voice of the flesh can be heard in your dreams. Self-seeking, promoting your own personal agenda in your dreams. Self-exalting, dreams full of insecurity and fear can be the voice of the flesh. Again, and remember, God's communication can reach every area of life through dreams and visions and even through his secrets. Turn to Daniel chapter 2, verse 28. Daniel chapter 2, verse what? 28. I'm coming from the Amplified Bible. Daniel chapter 2, verse 28. It says, but there is a God in heaven who reveals secrets. How many of you know we serve a God that reveals secrets?
Yes.
And he has made known to King Nebuchadnezzar what it is that shall be in the latter days, at the end of days, your dream and the visions in your head upon your bed. Now look at verse 47 of Daniel 2. Verse 47 of Daniel chapter 2. Verse 7 says in the Amplified, the king answered Daniel, of a truth, your God is the God of gods and the Lord of kings, and a revealer of secret mysteries.
Yeah.
And seeing that you could reveal this secret mystery. Now, let's keep moving. Analyzing your dreams. How do you analyze your dreams? You get you a Walmart notebook, a Wally World notebook, if you can. Is that right? I don't say Wally World, just go to Dollar General. All right? And get you a notebook and begin to write down your dreams, whether they are flesh, whether they're demonic, or be heard from God, so you can learn how to investigate and examine and discern what you're reading or seeing. Now, how to analyze your dreams? Here's some questions that you should ask. Where are you in the dream? Are you observing in the dream? Many times in the dreams, the Holy Spirit, I'm in the air flying, looking down at America, or I'm in a church looking down at what's going on, or even among family members, you know, I'm a type of observer at times. Are you participating in the dream? Are you the focus of the dream? Is that right? Who is the dream about?
Yeah.
That's a good question. Who is the dream about? What are the objects in the dream? The animals. You know, many times God will give you animals in dreams. I remember my wife and I was in a vehicle. We were driving. Cars represent ministry. And this big giant serpent, big as a telephone pole, he was blocking our momentum. He was blocking our path. I knew that Revelation chapter 12 says that old serpent, one of the names for Satan is serpent. That old serpent, the devil. So I knew that we were in spiritual warfare. I knew that there was an evil demonic entity that was blocking our momentum, blocking our direction, blocking our destiny, and blocking our path. And I knew we had to come into warfare. So what are the objects? What are the animals? And here's a good one. What's the emotion of the dream?
Mm-hmm.
Many times God will speak in dreams and visions, and you can feel what is the emotion of the dream. Mm-hmm. Was there fear? What was there in that dream? Was there a peace? What was the emotion of the dream? All right. What people are in your dream? What character traits or calling does the person represent to you in that dream? What does the person's name mean to you? It's good to look up names. Names mean something. How many of you know the story of Abigail? Abigail married a man named Nabal, N-A-B-A-L. And in Hebrew, her husband's name means fool.
Yeah.
So names can mean what? Something. Mm-hmm. Okay. What is the relationship to you in the dream? Here's one. What are the colors in the dream? What are the colors? Colors, you only want to use Bible colors. Investigate Bible colors. What directions are in the dream? You east, west, north, south. You want to look at it from what? A biblical point of view. What numbers are in the dream? You only want to look at it from the biblical point of view. That's your source. The word of God is forever settled where? In heaven. Is that right?
Yes.
Kabbalah is demonic. Has nothing to do with it. Is that right? Only Bible numbers. All right? And finally, ask questions. Okay? Journal your dreams. Yield to the discipline of waiting, writing down your dreams, and align your dreams with God's word. I see so many believers aligning their dream with some psychic, some fortune teller, some male warlock, some witch. And it's an abomination before God. Turn to 1 Corinthians, and we're about to close here. Got one more scripture. Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 4. 1 Corinthians chapter 4. Let's look at verse 6. And I have one more scripture to go after that. 1 Corinthians chapter 4. Look at verse 6. Now, I have applied all this about parties and factions to myself and Apollos for your sakes, brethren, so that from what I have said of us as illustrations, you may learn to think of men in accordance with Scripture. You may learn to think of men, how? in accordance with Scripture. Let me say that one more time. I wanted to get into you. That you may learn to think of men in accordance with Scripture and not go beyond that which is written. Now, that's powerful. Man, come on, we ought to give Jesus a praise for that.
Thank you, Lord.
That tells us, even in investigating and analyzing and examining and testing our dreams and visions, everything must be in alignment with God's word.
Always.
Not the psychic, not Madam Susie or Madam Mary or Madam Lucy.
Yeah.
But with what? We think of men in accordance with God's word. When I look at an animal in a dream, I look at a man in a dream, a woman in a dream, numbers in a dream, colors in a dream. When I look at directions in a dream, I think in accordance to what? God's word. Look what it says. That none of you may be puffed up and inflated with pride and boast in favor of one minister and teacher against another. My man, this is awesome.
Awesome.
This is awesome.
Yeah.
When the Spirit of God visits us in the night watch, when we asleep upon our beds in the night watch, and the Spirit of God gives me a revelation, a dream revelation or a vision revelation, the first thing I do when I get up in the morning, I start praying and I start analyzing it, and I build a dream vision journal. I start taking a look at it. Is this God? If it's not God, I want nothing to do with it. If it's my flesh, I want nothing to do with it. But if it reveals itself to be in alignment and in accordance with God's word, then hallelujah, bless his holy name.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. That you received the dream. Write the date you received it. Record every detail you received it. Write out Holy Spirit, possible interpretation.
Yeah.
Listen to what flows from your heart. Write out questions about that dream. Until you have a peace in your heart, you know that this is what God is saying. You know what he's saying. Now, once again, Proverbs chapter 25, verse 2. That's my last verse. Proverbs chapter 25, verse 2. One more time. Proverbs chapter 25, verse 2 says, it is the glory of God to conceal a thing, but it is the glory of a king or a leader to do what? Search it out.
Yeah.
Jehovah Shammah loves it when he can present you with the language of dreams and vision and you search it out.
Yeah.
It is safe for me to say many times, and I'm not boasting, many times, even before I go to preach, I'm called somewhere, the Spirit of God will visit me in a revelation and reveal to me what the message is before I even get there. And a few days later, the pastor would call and say, would you come over and speak at our church? It's such a blessing when you can step into that vein.
Yeah. Yeah.
God, and you say to yourself, Father God, I'm just a worm. I'm like David. I'm a worm. Yeah. But Lord Jesus, I want to say like Maria Woolworth Edda said, take this worm and smash the mountains.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I feel that.
Yeah.
If you were blessed by this, then give Jesus a praise. Come on.
Yes, we praise you. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Just into the deliverance aspect.
Thank you, Lord.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and go into deliverance, and we won't hold you much longer. But I believe that God wants to attack the spirits that's been breaking up marriages and a lot of problems been going on with marriages. So I just want you to take a moment. Is there anyone who's living or dead that have hurt you or done anything to you to keep you from forgiving them? I want you to take a moment. Yes. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you forgive them, because that's where deliverance is going to take place. Because if you're holding on forgiveness and you can't release these people, deliverance is not going to take place. So just take a moment.
Yes.
Holy Spirit, to help you forgive those that hurt you, abuse you. So go ahead and take that moment.
Yes.
Okay. Take the one more minute, and then we'll go ahead and go into deliverance. Okay. Has everyone finished? Okay, we're going to go ahead and move right along. But Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we just ask that you come and assist us to do battle against the marriage-breaking spirits in the name of Jesus Christ. We first to come against the spirit of fear in the marriage. We break your powers and we command you to loose God's people now. Fear of commitment in the marriage. We break your powers now in Jesus' name. Hurt of marriage, hurt from spouse. He call you names, you call her names. You stupid, you dumb, you never find up to anything. We come against some spirits and we break your powers and we command you to go and loose God's people now. Hatred of the spouse, I hate him, I hate her. I come against that spirit and I break your powers
in the name of Jesus.
Now in Jesus' name. No trust in the spouse. I don't trust him. I don't trust her. Curse of separation. We come against that generation of curse. As your parents were separated, we come against it. We break your powers. We command you to go and loose God's people now. Yes. We come against the family line curse of divorce. Everybody in your family divorced. Nobody is married. We come against you. We break your powers and we command that spirit to go and loose you now. We come against spirits of fornication, spirit of adultery in the marriage, going out to affairs. We come against that spirit. Command that spirit to go and loose God's people now. Spirit of destruction of the marriage. The marriage can never amount up to anything. The marriage can never get to the place where it should be. Your powers, and we command those spirits to go and loose them now. We bound and block communication. The mute spirit in the marriage. We not talking. We can't communicate. We mad. We break those powers and we command those spirits to go and loose that marriage now. In Jesus Christ's name. We speak over that marriage holiness. We speak over that marriage. It will be truth and joy and honesty and purity in Jesus Christ's name. Against peace apart, war when you are together. You can't even sit and have a conversation. You can't sit and watch TV. The enemy comes in and he calls the communication to be corrupted. I come against that spirit. I break your powers and I command you to loose those people in Jesus Christ's name. Yes. I come against the spirit of detachment. You detach from the marriage. I come against the spirit of criticism. You always criticize your spouse. You never do this. You not that. You too big. You too fat. You this. You that. You need to look like so-and-so. You need to be like so-and-so. I come against those spirits. I break your powers and I command you to go and loose God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. I come against false romance spirit. You can't really truly give yourself. It's a false romance. I break your powers and I command you to go and loose God's people. All marriage-breaking spirits, come to the fore. I break your powers and I command you to go and loose God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. I come against fleshly lust, spirit of lust, the curse of lust, seduction spirits. I break your powers and I command you to go and loose God's people. Spirit of whoredom, I come against you. Block sex with your spouse. I'm not going to have sex with you because you hurt my feelings. You did this, you did that, so therefore, no sex. I come against that spirit, I break your powers, and I command you to go and loose God's people. I come against the flattering spirit. You flatter your spouse just to get what you want. I come against that marriage-breaking spirit. I break your powers, and I command you to go and loose God's people now. You're lying spirit in the marriage. You can't tell the truth. Your marriage built on lies, deceit, falsehood. I come against that. Break your powers, and I command those spirits to go and loose that marriage now in Jesus' name. I come against control spirit, that witchcraft spirit, where you want to dominate, manipulate, and control your spouse. I break the spirit and I command those spirits to go and loose you now. I come against the raging spirit, the raging and anger. I break your powers in Jesus Christ's name. I come against the rape spirit in the marriage. You were raped by your spouse. So how can he can rape you because you didn't give it and he forced it? I break your powers and I command those spirits to go and loose people now in Jesus Christ's name. Yes. Self-love, vanity, bound and blocked affection. Can't give yourself according to the way you're supposed to give yourself. Come out now and let them go. All breaking spirits, come out now. All marriage-breaking spirits, come out of God's people now. Arrogance, conceit, egotism, pride, leviathan, come out. Self-important, selflessness, come out. Self-centered, all about you. Come out now in Jesus' name. I break your powers and I command you to go and loose God's people now in Jesus' name. Burning lust. Come out, burning lust. Loose God's people. Come out now. Come on out of there in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We break your powers and we command you to go and loose God's people. Out of there, block love, insecurity, jealousy spirit. Out of there in Jesus' name. Hopelessness. No feelings. Don't even have no feelings. Just there. Just there in the man. Whatever happens, happens. I command just that spirit to break your powers, and I command that spirit to go and loose people now in Jesus Christ's name. Hate your sex with spouse. Don't want to have sex with your spouse. I come against all marriage blocking spirits. We break your powers. Command your spirit to go. All fantasy spirits. Run up spirits, fornication, lust of the eyes. You lusting up everything that come by. You undressing them with your eyes. I powers and I command them spirits to loose you now from that. And
see the Jesus.
Come against the whirlwind of romance, self-centeredness, selfishness, destruction, destruction of love, hatred spirits. I hate her. I hate him. I wish I would never marry you. I break. Spirit, I command them spirits to go and loose you now in Jesus Christ's name. All spirit that have cursed a marriage, I break it off of you right now in Jesus Christ's name. I break those blocking spirits to go and loose God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. Tormenting spirits, torment in the marriage. Come out of there. Come out. Unhappy. Come out now in Jesus Christ's name. Thinking that somebody else can make you happy because he or she is not doing the job. I come against those lies and deceit of the enemy. The Bible says that the devil is the father of all lies and he is a liar. He will always be a liar. I come against you. I break your powers and I command those spirits to go and loose this marriage now. In Jesus Christ's name. In Jesus Christ's name. Kelly, you got anything?
Okay, I can come around. Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right, first of all, well, Father, we just bind, Father, we bind right now and handcuff in the spirit realm every spirit assigned to block this deliverance to taking place. Father, we pray you will handcuff those spirits right now in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Now, I bind right now the spirit of rejection right now in Jesus Christ's name. Rejection in the marriage. Well, you've been made to feel bad. Come out now in Jesus Christ's name. Come out, rejection in the marriage. Virginity in the marriage. I cannot give myself to my husband. I cannot give myself to my wife because of the abuse, because of what their words, their hurtful words. All right, I come against virginity right now. Come out, virginity. Go. Come out. Loose the people and let them go. Self-pity in the marriage. Come on, self-whining in the marriage. Self-awareness. I want everybody all over. Give one big cough. Come on, some stubborn spirits again. Come on, give one big cough. They're going to come out. Come on, one cough all over the place. Go. Go. Come out of there. Come out of there. Come out of there. Marriage breaking spirits. Go. 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 Come out of the people now. Come out of the people now in Jesus' name. Isaiah 4. I loose the spirit of burning. I loose the spirit of judgment on the enemy that's trying to set up in the soulless realm. And I command those spirits to go. Spirit of burning, which is the Holy Spirit, the spirit of judgment, which is also the spirit of God at work. Go in Jesus' name. I lose confusion in the enemy's camp now. Come on, go in Jesus' name. Nightmares, being vexed at night, torment at night. Go, come out of the people in Jesus' name. Come on, out of the people. Come on, out of the people now, being night terrors, terror by night, being dragged out the bed, being pulled at night by demonic spirits. Come out now in Jesus' name. I come against distress. Come, go in Jesus' name. I come against sexual demons, goat demons, incubus, succubus in your dreams. You've been tormented in your dreams by sexual spirits. You've heard doors slam. Someone sat on the side of the bed. That demonic entity, that poltergeist, that noisy spirit, we command you to come out of the people now. Come out of the people now in the name of Jesus. I come against agitation. I come against agitation. I come against fear. Go, go. Come on, out of the people now in the name of Jesus. I come against mental spirit. There have many been attacked in their mind because of COVID. I command you to go. Mind-binding spirit. Amnesia. I can't remember. Amnesia. I keep forgetting. Come on, out of the people now in the name of Jesus. Mind control. All mind control spirit. I cut the cords of mind control. Come out of the people now in Jesus' name. Confusion in the mind. confusion in the mind, flashing thoughts in the mind, forgetfulness in the mind, incoherence in the mind, indecision in the mind. Go, go. Mind doctors, mind blank. You black out in your mind. Come on. Blackout spells. There's a late, I sense that you've been having some blackout spells. Come on. Come out of there now in the name of Jesus. Come out of there now in the name of Jesus. Your mind racing. Your mind racing seems to be running away with you. Go. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against spirits of withdrawal. Spirits of withdrawal. I come against the ostrich spirit. The ostrich spirit. Isolation. Flashbacks. Go. 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 Flashbacks. Go. 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 Bring them out of there now. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on. I come against the demon called bad luck. Bad luck. Luck is the Egyptian god of prosperity. I rebuke that spirit of bad luck. And command that spirit to come out of the people now. Calamity, dark foreboding, even death spirits. Come on, all the death spirits, line up. Come on, fear of death, fear of dying, fear of not going to live long. Come on, fear, come on, out of there. All the death spirits, align yourself. Rank and file in Jesus' name. I fear I'm not going to make it. Fear I'm not going to survive. Come on, I might die from COVID. Come on, all that negative and despair. Come out of there now. Come out of there now in the name of Jesus Christ. Self-destruction, disaster, discouragement. Go, go, go in Jesus' name. Hopelessness. All right, here's depression. Many believers are having depression. All the depression spirits line up. Come on. Suicide, depression, no hope. I have no hope. I've lost hope. I don't have a vision. I don't know what I'm going to do. Come on out of there now. Come on out of there now. Come on. Come on, depression. Go, 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 go. Heaviness, go, go, go in Jesus' name. I command the crushed heart. You've been trying to be strong for everybody else. There's some people here. You've been trying to be strong for everybody else, but you've been hurting on the inside yourself. Your heart was crushed in a situation, but you're trying to be strong. Come out of there. I command by the Holy Spirit fire that those demons come out of you. Crush heart. Crush heart. Deep emotional hurt. This thing is, that's right. Come on out. I can see some of you manifesting. Come on, out of there now. Come on. Deep emotional hurt. Come on, you've been trying to be strong for family. You've been trying to be strong in that relationship. But the enemy, listen, is causing you to have deep emotional hurt where you've been bound in your emotions. I command those spirits to come out of you. Come out of you now. Come on, out of you now. Father, I ask you to loose the angels of God to come minister to their emotions right now. Come on, drag them out, Father. Father, drag them out in Jesus' name. Let the holy angels bring them out of there. Come on, come on, bound emotions, go. Go, go, go. Everybody give me one big cough right now. Come on, do it, do it. Come on, come on, out of there. Out of there, stubborn spirits. Go, 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 go. I'm going to go back on that again. Deep emotional hurt. Your spirit has been crushed. You're trying to be strong for everybody else, but you've been hurting on the inside yourself. Come on out of there now. Come out of there now. Let the angels of the Lord bring them out of there now. Yes. Bring them out of there now. Come on, out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, yes. Out of there now. Come on, the blood of Jesus Christ is against you. I command spirits to go where Jesus Christ was sending them. Come on, out of there now. Come on, out of there now in the name of Jesus. Go one more area. Go, 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 go in Jesus' name. Go, go, go in Jesus' name. I come against the occult. I'm meeting people now who have insanity spirits because they dealt with the occult from a young girl, a young man, young woman, and they dealt with the occult. And I'm running into a lot of people that's calling for help because they feel like they're about to lose their mind. I break occult spirits off of you from books. I break occult spirits off you from cartoons, from cassettes, from fairy tales, from many of these demonic movies that you're looking at. And I command these occult spirits to come out of you now in the name of Jesus. Come on, out of there. Father, let the holy angels bring out of there now. Come on. Come on. Occult music. Go. Occult music. Go in Jesus' name. I come against acupuncture, Chinese witchcraft. It's a cult. Go. Go. I break that off of you now in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against charms. I come against clairvoyance. I break all curses of the occult. Go. Go. Fortune telling in the occult. Go. Go. Go in Jesus' name. Handwriting analysis. You activated the curse through handwriting analysis. Come out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on. Spell, spirit guide. There are many people thinking they're listening to the Holy Spirit, but you're listening to a spirit guide. I break that off of you now. Come on. Out of there now. Out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. Go. go, go. White magic, black magic, black magic, white magic. Go, 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 go. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. All right, here's a big one here. I come against the pharmakia. I come against sorcery through false medication. All right, sorcery, poisons in your body. Go, come on, come on. Out of there now. Out of there, out of there. False medication, uppers, downers. Go, go in Jesus Christ's name. I come against sorcery. Oh, break the curse of sorcery off of you now in Jesus' name. Come on, come on, come on, big pharma. Go, 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 big pharma. Come on, big pharma. Get, come on, out of there now. Come on, out of there now. Too many of you are fasting. Come on, out, 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 out. Go in Jesus Christ within you. All right, come on. Medication, painkillers, painkillers. I can't, my pain, I need a painkiller. Go, go, in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, bring those, come on out of there now. I command those demons that's attached to those painkillers. Come on, out of there now, in the name of Jesus. Come on, I come against sleep aid with painkillers. I can't sleep at night. The Bible says God will give you sweet sleep if you ask him. Come on, all the sleep aid, all the painkillers, all the poisons, come on, out of you now. Come on, go, go. Go, go, please them out of there now. In Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. No, I'm good, huh? Okay. You finished?
All right.
I just want to say, you finished with them?
Yes.
I just want to say, just speak over them. Ephesians, the 5th chapter, verse 25, where it says, for husbands, this means love your wife just as Christ loved the church. And he gave up his life for her. So I speak over you today, love, joy, communication in the marriage, peace, happiness in the name of Jesus. And may the blessing of the Lord forever be upon your marriage and strengthen it from day to day, that you'll learn to love each other and you will keep each other and cherish one another. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Before I turn it over to Brother Merrill, let me say a prayer against demonic backlash, okay?
Yes.
All right. Abba Father, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. We worship you. We exalt you. We magnify you. And Father, we thank you for repentance, that we repent of our sins. We never get tired of repenting before you. Now, Father, I just bind Matthew 18 and 18. I bind any demonic backlash, any demonic attacks on their vehicles, on their big vehicles, on their family relationship when they even return to their homes. Lord, in Jesus Christ's name, I bind any demonic attacks on that roadway, and I pray you will assign holy angels to protect them and encompass them in Jesus' name. Yes. I pray that every area where the enemy had a stronghold, Father, we just pray that the image of Jesus, the image of the Holy Spirit, Jesus will be restored in those areas where the enemy had a stronghold. And we seal it with the blood. And we apply the blood, Revelation 12, the blood of Jesus Christ right now. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. And I'm going to release
Amen.
It now.
Amen.
Amen. Also, the Lord sent his disciples out two by two to cast out demons and heal the sick. But right now, I speak healing to yes. those who have been delivered today. I speak and I declare Isaiah 53, by his stripes we were already healed. Yeah. And I claim it in the name of Jesus for all of you that have been in this meeting this morning. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Deborah, do you have anything else?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for this today. And yes. we God has gone deep today. I believe he went deep in our lives today through the word of God, through Prophet Gene, Apostle Kerner. And I just pray that you all will continue to let the Lord break yes. up. There's been some fallow ground, I yes. believe, Brother Merle, that has been broken up. Some of you are experiencing some things that maybe may be some physical manifestation, but God is wanting to bring it all out. So let the Lord pull it out of you today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Go deep. He's going deep. He's bringing healing from wounds, past issues. Hallelujah. Through marriage. You may not be married right now, but yet some of those things still touch you. So let the Lord pull it out. Glory to God. And I even come against even from the spirit of divorce. If I can pray this, if it's all right for me to pray this, praise the Lord, that God will break that curse of divorce and the wounds and heal, and that God will heal from divorce, from devastation of divorce in Jesus' mighty name, even death in the name of the Lord. You can begin again. You can go on, but God is healing you. He's going to these areas in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, we thank you today for the word of the Lord. We thank you for healing. We thank you, God, that you came to set the captive free. So I pray, God, today that you would heal the minds from devastation, from divorce, from disappointment in the mighty name of Jesus, even embarrassment and guilt and shame. We come against that now in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you, hallelujah, for cleansing the people, setting the people free today. Come on here in the mighty name of Jesus. All this guilt, all condemnation because you're divorced, because now you have to say, I'm divorced, but God still loves you. He still cares about you, and he has a perfect plan for you. He has, amen, destiny for you. Hallelujah. So we pray healing today for you and strength today in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, amen. And
amen. Thank you, Jean. Thank you, Kerner, for this teaching today. It was very, very enlightening. I learned a lot because I've had some dreams this year and I've had some visions this year, and they're burned in my heart, but I have not written them down. And now I'm going to go and I'm going to write them down. You've taught me a lot today, and I appreciate it. Wow. Thank you. Thank you. Well, that's it.
Director Merrill, can I say something?
Sure.
I want to thank everybody who's here. We love all of you. But I just want to give a call out to Pastor Vic and Margo
from
Freeport, Bahamas. I just want to tell them, brother, you kept your word. You kept your word, and you zoomed into Lake Hamilton. Thank you, brother. Thank you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
God bless you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hello from the Bahamas.
Hey.
Hello. Hello,
brother. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm having some issues with my camera.
Oh, okay. Hello, Pastor Ben.
So, please bear with us. But yeah, this is a tremendous session. Very, very awesome.
Yes, brother. Good to hear from you. Good to hear from you. Well, you're dismissed.
Yeah. All right. See you tonight.
We'll see you.
God bless you.
Around this afternoon or this evening. Okay.
Bye.
Thank you. God bless you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.